Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the show. That's what we do here. We do take calls about absolutely anything. The focus of the program, it's been a little unusual tonight. We've been kind of focused on one topic, and that is thanks to a very in-depth story at The Intercept, which we were already cutting some parts of this out. I'm going to post the full thing on our social media, which will not be censored because we run the server. So you just go to social.freetalklive.com. I haven't posted it yet, but by the end of the show, I will have it up there. It's over at The Intercept. I think that's .com, if I recall correctly. I'm not looking at the Intercept version of it.
TheIntercept.com.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, TheIntercept.com. I've got it through archive.ph because I wanted to get rid of their paywall or their subscribe thing.
I just clicked off of it. I think I reloaded the page, I believe, and it never came back.
Yeah. Okay, good. So we've been talking about the Department of Homeland Security teaming up with Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, Discord, others to crack down on people's opinions that might threaten the faith in the U.S. federal government. The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Tom in Massachusetts. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's on your mind, Tom?
Yeah, you know, originally I was going to be talking about Native American Heritage Month because, quite frankly, I think it's, you know,
LRN.FM.
Oh, so unfortunately, we have to let you go.
Is that this month? Native American Month?
Maybe. I don't know. Unfortunately, you can't say the S word or certain words on broadcast radio. And, you know, normally I give that warning to people on that are calling from the internet, people that aren't listening to the radio. And I'm pretty sure Tom has called before, so I didn't give him the warning tonight. So maybe he just screwed that one up. Sorry about that, Tom. Phone number here, 603-283-6160. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
This is these guys again.
Hunter Braun.
Hunter Braun, okay.
Hello.
You're on the air, dude. Go ahead. And don't forget, you're on the internet, so don't say things you can't say on the radio or we have to dump your call.
I know.
Okay.
I've called you before.
Yes, yes, I recognize your voice.
I'd just like to talk about the Georgia election, you know, with Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock.
Okay. Now, is this for Senate, Governor? I heard the name Herschel Walker. I know there's some controversy about him being a hypocrite, like most politicians. But what is this for? Is this Senate? Oh, he just disappeared. The phone call just went away.
This is odd.
All right. The number here is 603-283-6160. Sarah's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, goody for me. All these callers that bail out of you, I get my turn also.
Go, Sarah.
Well,
tell us about what should we be eating this week.
No, she's got something else tonight. Go ahead, Sarah.
You know that oil companies in the last 3 months have made, like, killer billion-dollar profits?
Yeah, Exxon. So, Exxon is making record profit.
Well, all of them, Mobil, Chevron, BP, all of them. I mean, they're making, like, in the billions. And so President Biden, and they want to tax these companies. And as far as I'm concerned, they need to pay their share.
Fair share. You really believe such a thing as a fair share?
Well, Sarah doesn't believe that those oil companies built themselves. We built those companies. So it's socialism 101.
Sarah, you do understand that when a corporation pays taxes, they just charge their customers for it, right?
Right, and they've been getting away with it. I mean, people want
but
to
wait,
drive a car.
But wait, I understand that you aren't concerned with the price of gas, but most people in the United States who actually have to drive to go somewhere for a living or whatever to get groceries,
right,
most of them are concerned about the price of gas. So
right, but you know what? What are they going to do about it? That's the whole point.
What are who going to do about it?
If you own a car, you want to buy gas, they're charging $7-$8 a gallon.
It's not that bad yet, but it will be probably eventually.
Well, there's nothing people could do about it, and people are they're being caught. They've been using that more, all because of the Ukrainian war. I could jack up the price all I want and use that as we know.
I agree with that, by the way.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing, Sarah. To answer your question, it's not to tax the oil producers, because again, that the taxes just get passed along. So if your gas is $3 a gallon without taxes, well, guess what? It's going to be $4 a gallon with taxes, or $5 a gallon, or whatever. And, you know, the more you tax it, the more the price is at the pump. This is just basic how taxes work. Corporations always pass it to the consumer. So if you want to punish the oil companies, then set them free into a free market of energy where there's no subsidies for them, which they're getting, by the way. That's what the military is. When they send the military over to the Middle East to seize oil fields from, you know, Saddam Hussein or the Afghans or whoever it is they're seizing oil fields from, then that's benefiting the oil companies, and the taxpayers are the ones footing the bill for that. How about using the Navy to protect shipping lanes? For instance, that should be something that these companies are paying for.
Well, you know what,
and they should be able to, Sarah, they should be able to drill for oil right here in the United States so they don't have to ship it halfway across the world to be refined and then ultimately sold.
Well, here's the epitome of capitalism. This is what so-called free enterprises. They have price gouge their customers all they want.
I don't know what capitalism is. You'll have to define what you mean by capitalism. But in a free market,
companies.
Huh?
Yeah, so-called free market charge whatever they want as long as they can.
No, that's where you don't, as a communist, you don't understand markets. Okay? So in a free market, you cannot charge whatever you want because other people are free to get into your business and compete with you. If it's not a free market, which is what we have today, we have a regulated marketplace, a restricted marketplace, where governments pick the players. Where if there's Citgo and there's BP and there's, what's another one? Is Texaco still a thing? You know, there's these
Shell.
Yeah, Chevron. There's a handful of companies that are allowed to be in the business of oil. And that's it. And so they can cartelize, they can come together, they can make an agreement, they can, you know, have a pact that says they're going to raise their prices or whatever. And there's very little that can be done about that because we aren't running the government, it's them. They're the ones who set on the regulatory agencies. Their executives, their former owners or whatever, they go and they sit on these boards, so they regulate themselves. The whole thing's a scam. In a free market, the oil companies would be subject to competition from other oil companies, which anyone could start without having to ask permission, as long as they have a place to drill for the oil. And they'd also be in competition with all the other energy options out there. Natural gas, nuclear, solar, wind power.
Absolutely.
You name it. Things we haven't even thought of yet. Coal.
Fusion.
Whatever. All of these things could be competing to see who could do the cleanest energy for the lowest price.
Hemp.
That's what you would have. Yeah, that's what you would have. Prices would go down.
For profit.
Huh?
Some CEO of a company has a yacht making $1 billion.
Good for them.
A private company.
Good for them.
Iran nationalized it through the prince, Ayatollah, or whatever his name is. I don't know that prince guy. They exiled him. He ran out to the United States because he sold out the country, the Iran's Iranian oil to a private, and he profited billions of dollars. He probably was going to get killed if he stayed over there. But they nationalized the oil supply.
Do you support that?
State.
Do you support that?
Of course. That's a
of course. what you're doing. Moronic.
Communist opinions.
Thank you for the call tonight.
Just like Venezuela, Sarah. Nationalize their oil and look what happened.
Yeah, it's a disaster. That's what happens. It's a nationalization of any industry is a monopoly on services. You're worried about higher prices? You're worried about poor quality? Well, that's what you get when there's no competition and only one option in the marketplace.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Phone That's what we do here. We take your calls about anything you want. But if you say something you're not allowed to say on the radio, unfortunately, we have to dump your call. And technically, we don't really have to. I mean, we have to hit the dump button. We don't have to drop the call.
Right.
But
you have to set an example.
Yeah. We can't just, like, keep letting people who use profanity that's not allowed on the radio to continue on the air. It's like we gotta do something about it. So I said to the guy who said the S word on the air in the last segment, we had to dump his call. He called back during the break, and so I picked up the line and said, "Tom, you can't say the S word on the radio." And he immediately started into a torrent of expletives about how it's supposed to be freedom of speech.
Wait. It is called Free Talk Live.
It is. You're free to call in and talk about things you want to talk about, but we're still on broadcast radio. And as much as it pains me, look, I don't like hitting the dump button. Now, I get no pleasure from this, but because we're on broadcast radio, unfortunately, there's some words that you just can't say. If you can say them, but if you say them, you're not going to stay on the air. So we have to have some sort of consequence.
Go to YouTube, Google George Carlin's naughty words or whatever it is. What are those? The seven dirty words
or something.
Those are the words you can't say.
Pretty much. And there's a few others, but we can't say it. We can't tell you what they are.
That's what I'm saying. Go talk to George. Yeah.
When in doubt, here's the rule. When in doubt, just leave it out. Okay. Just remember, even though America is supposedly this free speech country, it's all a bunch of BS.
And if I could do it for 3 hours, I know you can do it.
You're not that profane.
I'm pretty profane. I've been slipping up lately. I think I'm getting older, and I'm not caring anymore about what people think.
Yeah, screw them.
Cussing with my boss and my new coworkers who just met me. They just know me for like 2 minutes, and I'm already dropping F-bombs.
So we're going to go back to your phone calls and your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones. We actually have the young gentleman who was on the line here. He said something happened to his phone. He didn't say anything he wasn't supposed to say, so we're giving him a second crack here. It's Hunter on the line with us, calling from somewhere. Hunter, you're on Free Talk Live. What were you calling about? I don't think we even got to that point with your call.
Talk about why I should look here.
Oh, man, you're on a real bad line. We're going to come back to you in a little while. Let's try Elijah in calling from Odyssey. He's watching us on the Odyssey platform at video.freetalklive.com. Elijah, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind, dude? Go ahead.
So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the midterm elections because I saw that they were kind of a hot topic a few nights ago. And I don't think some of the things that need to be touched on are getting touched on right now.
Like what?
Sorry, what?
Like what?
Well, I think a lot of people believe that the Republican Party right now cares about, you know, the candidates that they're putting up in these races. I'm actually coming right now from Pennsylvania. And, you know, we have, you know, Dr. Oz and we have the other
Fetterman
running for governor. No. I'm not talking about Fetterman. I'm talking about the other guy that's running for governor against what's his name?
The guy. I have no idea.
I'm not too informed to know about it.
It doesn't matter who they all are. They're all a bunch of lying scum. So what about them?
Exactly. They're scum.
Yeah.
And you know, I think the thing that people are forgetting, right, is that this is the same Republican Party that supported insurrectionists and, you know, all this other thing. I mean, they still defend Marjorie Taylor Greene to this very day.
Well, let's be clear. They won't defend insurrectionists if they are in control of the federal government. Then they'll be turning the FBI against the Democrats because they're all just constantly infighting with one another, and the American people's freedoms are the ones that suffer.
I don't think they could take the FBI. I think the FBI is compromised. They're left.
No, dude.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they're told.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, what else, Elijah?
And so what I was going to say is I really feel like right now people are forgetting in these midterm elections. They keep saying, you know, we have to fight back against the Republicans. This is what the Republicans have done. The Republicans need to condemn these radical right, you know, opponents to democracy and things like that. But I also think that they're forgetting that these people don't care. I mean, these are right-wing or not even right-wing, extremist-wing Republicans that have nothing better to do than, you know...
Well, none of them care. The Democrats don't care. The Democrats don't care either. These are, for the most part, I mean, you use the term extremism, but to me, all statism, all belief in, you know, the idea of the state is extreme because you're using the you're using violence against your neighbors. You're threatening your neighbors with violence, whether they be lefties or righties or whatever their beliefs. These people that go and run for federal office, and most state offices for that matter, are psychopaths and sociopaths who are all into the idea of lording power over their enemies.
Wait a minute. I got to disagree with you there.
Really?
I don't think we should go out and say that what happened at the Capitol was necessarily wrong, right? I mean, look at the facts. The election was, in fact, stolen. I mean, it was, in fact, 100% stolen. Kamala Harris is not the sitting vice president of the United States, just like Joe Biden's not the sitting president of the United States, right? But let's also remember, right, the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter was it was an insurrection. It was violent. It was awful and horrible.
I got to disagree with you. There really wasn't much violence except for the fact that cops shot a woman.
There was proof.
They shot a woman to death. So, I mean, there was violence there.
No, it was an inside job. Just like
it was. I agree there.
Absolutely.
All over Monica Lewinsky's face was an inside job. Everything here was an inside job. It's all an inside job. The government continues to do these crazy inside jobs to try to persuade the public that there needs significant government change in society, and we're sick of it. We're not going to deal with it anymore. But does that mean vote Republican?
LRN.FM.
I didn't hear what he said before Monica Lewinsky's face, but it sounded dirty, and I wasn't sure what he said. Did you hear it?
It's an inside job.
I know that, but he said something about her face, and I didn't hear what came before that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it got muffled or something like that, but I thought about dropping his call right then, and yeah.
But he's saying that people don't care, and I disagree when it comes to the price of your fuel, the price of your electric bill this mm-hmm. month, and the price of groceries. That's what people care about. Now, I've noticed here in New Hampshire there's a lot of new progressives running that I've never seen before, never heard of before, and they're all running, and they're even on my stinking Spotify. I can hear them, their ads every 10 minutes.
Are they running for state office?
They're running on women's rights to choose. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all they have. That's all they've got.
Well, and
I'm like, people really don't care about that this year. They care about their gas bills.
Some of them will, but is it going to be enough to get those Democrats in office?
My question is, who, and we know the truth, you and I, but who, which one of these politicians is going to get my gas bill down? Which one is at least talking about getting my gas bill down?
Talk,
and it's the Republicans.
Cheap, man.
Especially these lunatic ones that he's talking about.
I don't know what to think of that particular call because he seemed to contradict himself on a couple of occasions during the call. Like
the insurrection, and it's an inside job. And it was confusing.
Yeah, it was really weird. But
maybe a left-wing conspiracy guy?
It was interesting. I wish he hadn't said the S.
Maybe he was blueing on?
Would have kept him on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to become Israel's next prime minister, according to Tuesday night's exit polls, allowing the man who was voted out of office this past election to serve a third term.
With less than a week to go here in the U.S. until our elections take place, it's a dead heat for control of the Senate. The party that wins two of the three closest states will likely win the majority. Republicans' two best opportunities may be Nevada and Georgia. Democrats are hoping to gain a seat in Pennsylvania. However, that race has become tighter recently. Democrat incumbents appear to have an edge in Arizona and New Hampshire, while close races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin are currently leaning to the right. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. The phones are open if you want to join us. Number here is 603-283-6160, and unusually, almost every line on my phone system here is full, so very unusual for a Tuesday night here on Free Talk Live, but I welcome it. You know, I don't mind trolls calling into the show. Like, it's fine. I just wish they wouldn't say, you know, things you're not supposed to say on the radio, because then I have to hit the dump button.
And let's talk about something other than the midterms.
Oh, it's so boring.
I was saying during the break, we're talking about the development of AI, the evolution of AI,
yeah,
bots, and I've talked about dead internet theory here,
right,
where
we've
basically
covered these things extensively
since 2016, around that time period, you know, the bots started taking over, the AI started taking over, and mm-hmm, you're not really talking to what you know real human beings. And
well,
I'm wondering at how far until AI bots are calling into this show. They're training, yeah, that they're training themselves and learning as we speak.
Well, it's funny that you asked that question, because when we played a couple, you must not have been on the show. Maybe.
Dude, that last guy was all over the place. I didn't know where he was going. He could have been
AI.
He could have been an AI.
Yeah.
Just, he's learning. He doesn't know
doesn't
all
know
the
not to say the S word.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to check this out on your own time, Conan, because we actually did play over half of the Joe Rogan interviewing Steve Jobs.
I listened to parts of it.
You were on that
It
show.
Sounds fake. It doesn't sound real. It doesn't have the inflections. Joe isn't.
Joe Rogan sounds pretty real to me.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He doesn't have. his voice never changes, never modulates. Mm-hmm. It just kind of stays.
It's the first straight time, through. Though. I mean, it's the first crack.
Now, you said that an AI put that together.
Yes, the AI is interviewing itself.
It almost sounded to me like someone used a voice or a text-to-voice program of Steve Jobs and of JRE.
Supposedly, that's not how it happened.
And put that together. And the fact that there's no other AI interviews since then, I think a human being put that together. I don't trust it.
I wish they'd come out with more. They said they were going to come out with one every single week, and it's been close to a month now. There hasn't been.
And they've got plenty of actors who've already given their voices over, signed their voices away. You know, Morgan Freeman, and I think Bruce Willis just jumped on board.
Well, they're not.
You got Vladimir Zelensky. We got plenty of green screen imagery of him.
Anyway, I think that is coming. I think real-time, interactive, AI voice prompt kind of things,
coming. The deep fakes are going to kill us.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, like, you know, October surprises and whatnot. Could you imagine something getting dropped, like, you know, 2 days before election, and it's a deep fake of some, you know, high-profile politician saying something crazy?
I mean, we've seen images of Joe Biden sniffing little children.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything, does it?
That didn't do anything. He got elected.
Did he?
Yay, well.
According to our last, according to that last guy, he's...
Let's go to the phone.
Not legit.
We actually have somebody listening to the radio, WNDB listener out in Daytona Beach, Florida. Jimmy is on the line. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, there's no artificial intelligence here. It's all fake, okay?
All right, we'll take your word
Jimmy,
for it.
What you got, man? Go ahead.
Okay, here it is. You realize that Karl Marx, when he did it, he said the Communist Manifesto, the government was supposed to diminish. Now, I want to ask you guys, New Hampshire succeeds from the Union. What is your plan 1 second after?
The plan for 1 second after secession? I think we'll have a party.
Drinking party.
Okay. Are you going to try to rule or...
No. Ruling on anybody. I think
self-rulership. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think those of us who are liberty-minded, those of us who are truly in favor of the individual and individual liberty here, don't want to even see a state government. But that will still exist, likely upon Declaration of Independence, because all we're talking about there is cutting off the top layer, the most evil, the most violent, the most despicable government is to get rid of them. Then we still have state level and we still have local level. So we're only getting rid of one tier.
But that's so much better to work with. Would much rather I would like to know where the guy who thinks he rules me, I'd kind of like to know where he lives and or his phone number so I can call him up.
Yeah.
I can't talk to Biden. Nope. But, you know, I can talk to my local rep here in Keene.
We can go to the governor's house. We know where he lives.
Yeah. So that's
been there.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, Lenin and Trotsky said the same thing, and then they turned it into a police state. Now, you guys going to be different up there?
Yeah, power corrupts. I don't want any of that power.
What do you mean?
Lenin and Stalin, they wanted that power.
Well, hold on. What do you mean Lenin said the same thing?
That's what he said. He said they were going to get rid of it, and they tried it. And then it
didn't. Oh, you're talking about the communist supposed vision of, oh, well, first we have to increase the power of the state in order to get rid of it. It's a ridiculous
theory. They said that to get power.
It's a ridiculous theory, first and foremost, because obviously if you give government power, it never gives it up. So we're talking about decentralizing power. We're talking about getting rid of an entire layer of coercion off of people's backs. That instantly will make the people of New Hampshire some of the wealthiest people on the planet. New Hampshire's already fairly wealthy overall. It's kind of a destination for wealthy people to retire and that sort of thing because there just aren't as many taxes here. And then there will be even fewer taxes, fewer regulations, fewer controls.
Keep our money, not sending it off to the feds.
Right. You keep your own money. That means you've got more to spend on yourself, your family, your business, your employees, your charities, and that sort of thing. And then from there, because you have to remember, in order to get to the point of secession, you have to have a population that values the ideas of independence. Otherwise, we're never going to get to that point. So you've got a population that values those ideas. They're going to be electing people that understand freedom. We're going to see the state government reducing in size. And we've already seen there was a budget cut last year. in the state government here in New Hampshire. So as long as free staters and libertarian, freedom-minded people continue to be elected in larger numbers, you're going to see the size of the state and its influence over people's lives decline. So government is going to be on a track towards getting smaller here, the more small government and anarchist, libertarian, voluntarist types we have moving here. It's just inevitable.
Okay, that's what Lenin said.
Not what Lenin said. Lenin was a killer. You're making that up.
You're not going to control that population, I guarantee you.
That's not the goal. I don't want to control anyone except myself.
Okay, let's put it this way. I'm a serial axe killer. I want to be free in New Hampshire. What are you going to do about it?
Do you know how many gun owners are in New Hampshire?
You're going to die.
I'm a serial axe killer. There's no gun.
No, we have the guns.
There's a ton of
guns. Don't bring an axe to my gunfight, man.
There's a reason why you don't see. There's a reason why New Hampshire is the safest state as far and Vermont.
Because you don't know who's carrying. Because it's all of us.
A ton of people are armed here. Not only in their homes, but on the streets.
Little old grandmas. They got guns in their purses. I can guarantee it.
I've seen people on so many. Huh?
But no, okay. I'm gonna come there. I'm gonna kill 10. What are you gonna do with me?
You're going to die. You're going to be shot to death.
What about those 10 people I just killed?
You didn't get past the first one.
Oh, sure. It's not gonna work.
Okay, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Where's Jimmy calling from?
Florida. He's from Florida.
Jimmy, you sound like a northerner. Did you leave New Hampshire a long time ago? Vermont.
New York,
Massachusetts.
No, I was born in Wisconsin.
One of those. Okay, that's why he's on the East Coast. A lot of the Wisconsinites go to the East Coast. The New Yorkers go to the West Coast. Look, man, you just don't understand what it's like here. In New Hampshire, you don't have to ask permission. I know what it was like in Florida. I was born and raised there, and when I turned 21, my dad gave me this stack of papers in a manila envelope and said, all right, here's what you got to do to get your gun permit. And I was like, screw this, and I throw that crap out. But here in New Hampshire, you can carry a gun openly or concealed, as long as you're not a felon, without asking any government permission, Jimmy. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a huge difference between here and there. So you go anywhere and you try to pull your axe murderer stuff.
Ain't gonna fly.
And you ain't gonna make it very long. You sure as hell aren't getting a tent. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll be happy to hear from you another night, but we got a bunch of other people that that want to get in here. I mean, it was an interesting call.
Good question. The whole Lenin thing, though.
That's ridiculous.
What did Lenin say?
There's more coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you're already on the line. If not, may I suggest that you call the show before 9 p.m. Eastern Time?
Yes.
It's like the floodgates open up at 9 o'clock Eastern, and then all of a sudden, which is fine, you know, you can call whenever you want, but we're here actually for 3 hours a night. Maybe some of our 9 o'clock callers think we start at 9 o'clock for whatever reason. No, we're here 7 p.m. Eastern every day.
This is just like real life. If you want to get the product, you go to the store before the rush.
The early bird gets the worm.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we're going to go to your calls because that's what we do here. It's Ian and Conan. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. The features are free. In fact, we also have archives that you can download there. We've got our podcast. You can subscribe to it and get the Daily Digest version of the show every single day. And for free, over at feeds.freetalklive.com, you'll find the link to the RSS there. You can put that into your favorite podcast client, whatever one you like. Or maybe you're already on one of the major platforms like the iHeartMedias or the Spotify's or whatever. You can click to the link on each. We've got each of those linked on feeds.freetalklive.com. So you can easily find Free Talk Live on your favorite platforms as well. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Cynthia is up first in San Francisco. Cynthia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
One thing before we continue, Cynthia, are you on a speakerphone?
I can try that. It might be better.
No. If you're not on a speakerphone, that's fine. You're always better off when you're on your handset rather than a speakerphone. It just sounded a little bit like you might be on a speakerphone. But if you're on a handset, just keep going. What were you calling about?
I was calling because I was wondering if the federal programs you were talking about where they were censoring information was used to stop the George Floyd story of his guardian ad litem, an attorney in Corpus Christi, who was the guardian ad litem when George Floyd died at a hospital in Corpus Christi in 2016.
And George Floyd died in 2016?
Yes.
What?
Yes, and he said he tried calling all the media. Nobody wanted the story.
So who died in 2020 if George Floyd died in 2016?
If you look at enough footage, you'll realize that was a dummy. Serious. The factory that makes those dummies burned down the first night of rioting. Okay. And there was a video. There was video of
Conan. This is right up your alley, man.
I love it.
They were hauling around the stretcher that had a torso with a drape on it and obviously no legs. Now, that disappeared about a week after I tried to post the story on Hal Turner's website.
Oh, my God. Hal Turner. Is he still around?
Yes, he is still around.
Is he still a racist?
You know, he is a quirky person, but I want you to know
quirky
he did one
person.
Thing you're really proud of. He did one thing when he was with the FBI, and he realized that they were trying to use unconstitutional measures to indict and prosecute people that were supposedly white, you know, supremacists, whatever. He held the line, so they got rid of him, okay? And they targeted him, and they put him in prison for 3 years. Right, for writing an editorial.
It's hard to feel sorry for somebody who worked with the federal government and then they put him in prison.
I'm 68. I'm a recovered, retired physician, okay? I went into early retirement because my physicians made so many errors on me. So I went to the library and started going through it and realized they had cooked our textbooks. But listen, back to the story of George Floyd.
Okay.
Okay.
Who you believe is a dummy in 2020.
Well, you know who James Fetzer is?
No.
Fetzer? Yeah, he wrote the book on Sandy Hook. No one died at Sandy Hook. This man, James Fetzer, is a retired professor emeritus, okay? And he's also was a captain in the Marine Corps, right? And he and a group of people do exposés of false flags.
Okay.
And
I want to focus on George Floyd. That is why you called in. You're welcome to call any night. I want to talk about false flags. I think they're very interesting. There certainly are very many confirmed real life examples of false flags. Gulf of Tonkin being one of them. But let's focus on this theory about George Floyd. I've never heard this one before. I mean, there's usually people just argue over how he was killed, right? Oh no, he was choked to death, or he was on, some kind of heroin.
It looks like a Republican congressional candidate pushed this conspiracy theory about George Floyd. Her name is Winnie Hartstrong, a black woman running for Missouri's 1st District, has repeatedly shared her belief that Floyd died in 2016 after his death last month sparked international notoriety.
Right.
So this person back in 2020 was going around, I don't know if she picked this up from somewhere, from some 4chan or whatnot.
What's the theory, Cynthia, about George Floyd before he was choked to death was allegedly inside a Quickie Mart and had tried to pass off a fake $20 bill, and then the cops got called? Like, there was a lot of stuff leading up to the actual choking incident. Was that also fake, or who was that? What's your story there?
Yes, they have identified the actor that was used for the scenes that were taped, that were videotaped, of this man being moved from this place to that place. That is not George Floyd. He looked very close to him, but he's a known actor that, you know, people located his identity. I don't have that information on me.
When did they switch him out? Like, there was a certain point at which the police are actually talking to a human being, right? Like, they've come to the scene. There's a human being who you say is an actor who's portraying George Floyd, this supposedly man who was dead for 4 years at that point. The human actor is interacting with the police, because a dummy can't do that, right? Unless you're going to try to say it was a robot or something. So at what point did they swap the actor for the dummy?
They're saying Floyd was already dead in 2016.
I know that. I'm asking.
So that's a very good question. And to answer it, I need to tell you there was footage of this man being led around, and there was a picture, there was a video that happened to include a shot of a local gas station, and those weren't the gas prices in effect at the time of the supposed death of George Floyd.
The congressional candidate, Winnie, that's what she said. She says the gas prices in the photo don't add up.
Right.
So, hold on. You're saying the cops choked George Floyd in 2016?
No, he died in a hospital.
What the hell's a gas price have anything to do with anything then?
It wasn't shot consistent with the time of his supposed death in a public venue.
So you're saying, just to clarify, you're saying the witnesses were in on it.
factors. In fact, one of the officers that was standing there was identified from prior false flags as a crisis actor. Spitting image. That's him.
Now, I don't remember. Did Floyd actually die in the street, or did he die in the ambulance?
I don't know. No,
you understand. He died in 2016.
No, I'm sorry. That's the story.
The dummy.
The actor.
The first night of... By the way, did you notice that the man who was holding his knee to the back or the neck, whatever you want to call it...
Chauvin?
Was
Chauvin?
Not the same man that went to court. Was being
he does look different, by the way. Of course, it's a year later. He's all cleaned up.
Many years different.
He does look a little bit different. This is interesting. I want to see the pictures with the gas prices.
This
I want to see the inconsistencies.
New theory. Yeah, for sure. Conan, I know you're going to dig into this
tonight.
One,
yeah,
this is all.
I want to see these pictures.
This is totally up Conan's alley.
James Fetzer, and see if you can get a picture of the dummy being wheeled around on the stretcher that was a torso and had no legs, because. My access to that.
What is the point of that?
You know, it's really, you know, that whole scene, you know, with like police on the back of the cruiser, uh-huh. And that's that, you know, monumental picture that was taken, and it's police happens to be in the frame. It really does seem like someone was really taking advantage of a really sad scene.
Okay, but what's the theory, Cynthia? Why would they go through all of the
racial division?
No, well, what they did was when they burned down sections of the city. It was primarily black-owned businesses that were burned down, right? And those happened to be areas that had been that were being set up for being reconstructed, you know, renovations.
Nero and the fiddle.
Urban renewal. Think of it as urban renewal.
I thought they were concentrated around Federal Reserve property. Have you heard that one?
They're very old. Which I haven't heard that, but those are very old properties. So I wouldn't be surprised. It was an older section of town.
Cynthia, it's an interesting theory. Feel free to call any time. Always happy to, you know, air whatever kind of kooky conspiracy theory.
You think Cynthia's an AI?
I don't think we're to that point yet, but I don't think we're far away from it either.
We're right around the corner, man.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the AIs can respond pretty quick on text chat. So, yeah, we're literally the technology's probably there. It's just whether it's been implemented yet or not is really the question. If you didn't get on tonight, call us tomorrow night.
Can you do better than Cynthia?
That's a wild conspiracy theory, I got to say. It seems a little paranoid to me. But, hey, you can call about anything here on Free Talk Live. And that's going to keep Conan up all night, by the way.
It's not. I'm going to watch one YouTube. I'm going to bed.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. And check out our social media.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.